All right, guys, we're going to get started. So I call this meeting of the Department of Clubs and Organizations to order on Friday, October 10th at 10.03 p.m. in JCSU 324. We'll move into agenda item 2, roll call.
Director Hess.
Present.
Assistant Director Gibson.
Present.
Assistant Director O'Brien.
Present.
Commissioner Drapaj.
Absence excused.
Commissioner Patel.
Present.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Present.
Commissioner Nepa.
Present.
Commissioner Coleman.
Present.
Commissioner Paletti.
Present.
Commissioner Gomez.
Present.
Commissioner Fons. Fonez. Aye, quorum is present.
All right, we'll move into agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
Yes. Good morning. For the record, my name is Natalia Rasmussen. I work in the accounting department. Before we begin, I have a few purchasing reminders. Only clubs that have completed the ASUN renewal or registration process can receive club funding at this time. Please ensure this process is complete before submitting a P-card request. If your funding request is approved, and then once your funding request is approved, ensure that your ASUN club account has the necessary funds before submitting any travel, Amazon, or credit card requests. After meeting all funding requirements and receiving approval, please submit your purchasing card or Amazon request form on PacLight, located under your organization page in the form section. Please allow 48 business hours for the accounting office and the Center for Student Engagement to update your purchasing card information after submitting your request. All approved funds are available for use for 30 days from the date of this approval. Please ensure that you submit your complete request at least 30 days before travel, allowing our business office sufficient time to approve it. You must get full approval before making any travel purchases, such as airfare or conference registration. When using a university purchasing card, please submit your itemized receipt within 24 hours of checking out with a P-card. Ensure that your receipt does not include tax, as donations and tips are capped at 20%. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact the accounting office. Thank you.
All right, is there any other public comment at this time?
I do. Hi, everyone. Hello, club leaders and Department of Clubs and Orgs. My name is Zina Navarte, and I'm a director for Department of IDEA, which is Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Access here at ASUN. I do have a social justice packet. The reason being we're doing this year is we want to be able to let all the students know about what are the issue is going on nationally, locally, or worldwide. And we also have the Know Your Rights card in here. So please take some with you if you'd like. I will be putting it over there by the desk.
Any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 4, policies, procedures, and administrative actions. The commission will hear the following club support requests. We'll move into Sigma Alpha Epsilon. Are you guys here? Okay, we'll now move into UNR Running Club. Are you guys here?
Yes.
All right. Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Anthony Cordova. I'm the treasurer. I'm also at Quad.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your requests today.
The first one is post-run nutrition. So after our runs, we would just like to request some like snacks, promote healthy eating habits, things like that. So that's the first operations request. The other request is for bake sale ingredients. We plan to post a bake sale on the breezeway, and we just want some ingredients to make some muffins and stuff itself. So.
All right, perfect. Who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa?
Okay, perfect. So for the first one, the operations one, everything looked good. So I move to approve UNR Running Club's operations application in the amount of $98.36.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application?
Everything looked good on that one too. So I move to approve UNR Running Club's on-campus application in the amount of $39.73.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Are there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on both of those.
Thank you.
We will now move into Men's Ultimate Frisbee. Are you guys here?
Present.
Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Holland Cupper, President.
I'm Logan Becker, Treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your requests today.
We have two requests, one for a Boise State Ultimate Frisbee Tournament bid for $150, and one for a Chico State Tournament for $400.
All right, and who reviewed this request? Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
I had a quick question. Those that can either be moved to a travel application or an operations application, or if you wanted to keep it stolen on campus, we could do that. Did you want
to? I'd love to move it to travel.
A travel
Perfect.
Apologize for that.
The spreadsheet was all the way filled out, so I just need to fill that out first before being able to access those funds. So I'll start with the Boise bid. I moved out a stipulation that men's ultimate frisbee club must provide the correct spreadsheet for accessing the student bond by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I moved out a stipulation that men's ultimate frisbee club must deposit sufficient funds into the club account for accessing the student funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to relegate men's ultimate frisbee club on campus application to a travel application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve men's ultimate frisbee club on campus travel application in the amount of $75.
Is there? It should be 150. $150. Is there a second?
Second
by Commissioner Napa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then we'll move into that second application. Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to relegate men's ultimate frisbee club on campus application to a travel application by unanimous consent.
Is there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve men's ultimate frisbee club travel application in an amount of $400.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And you can upload those spreadsheets in the comment section on your PacLife form so we can have those to upload to the accounting office.
Okay,
we'll
do. Thank
you. Yep. We'll now move into the American Institute of Chemical Engineers. Okay. Nevada Scholars of Tomorrow.
Aye.
Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Christian Fader, treasurer, and via proxy, I have our president via phone.
Yeah. Whenever they're ready, they can introduce themselves.
I just need your name and your position.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'm Emma Wesley, president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we are a club that just helps incoming students and new students make sure they connect to the correct people, make sure they graduate. We run a lot of events and just meetings, and our request is just to make sure we have food, games, and just drinks for everyone.
Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Patel?
Did you by chance get my email?
I don't believe I did.
Okay. We just need the supporting documents, so just screenshots of pictures of what you're requesting and the pricing with it. And then we also need a filled out spreadsheet, and the outline of that is on PacLife. Mm-hmm. So I'll have you just fill that out and then add that to the comment section of the request. And then I also noticed that your event date was on the 8th. Are you guys moving your date?
We already did it. And then we also have another upcoming.
We can't retroactively fund, so that event for the 8th, we can't give you any money for. Did you guys have another application that was for a future event, or not quite yet?
Not yet. We're filling it out right now.
Okay, perfect. So unfortunately, we can't approve that request or review it just because the event date has passed.
No problem.
I apologize.
No, all good. Thank you.
Yep. We'll now move into the Association for Computing Machinery. Are you guys here?
Sorry, I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you guys get your club sports already, like all of it?
We're moving in the order of the agenda that was emailed to you, so
okay.
You guys have not probably been called yet. Yeah. Association for Computing Machinery. UNR Digital Art?
Here.
Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Rosa, I'm the president.
My name is Samantha, I'm the treasurer.
Perfect, and then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we have two requests that we put in. Our first request is our first request is for Procreate. We want to get our members Procreate so they can have a better art program for them to work on, since the school does give everyone iPads.
Mm-hmm.
And then our second request is to get funding to make some of our club members have their artwork into merch, such as posters, stickers, keychains, stuff like that.
Sounds amazing. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Fonis?
Okay, so for the first one, for the artwork merch, mm-hmm. I move to approve UNR Digital Art Club's operations application in the amount of $112.60.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Are there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Okay, that one looks good.
And then for the appropriate one, I move to approve UNR Digital Art Club's operations request in the amount of $116.91.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Napa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are both set on those ones.
Thank you.
All right, we'll now move into Lettuce Club. Are you guys here? Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Jonathan Stone, president.
I'm Yuvio, I'm the treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Yes.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we have two requests. We are requesting for Owl Fest. We're going to do mini golf. So we need Brussels sprouts and some cardboard and supplies to make the hole. And our second request is a jack-o'-lantern event. So we need cabbage and some base stickers.
Perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
Yeah.
Commissioner Coleman?
Thank you guys so much for updating those spreadsheets. Okay, so I'm going to start with the jack-o'-lantern request. So I'd like to relegate Lettuce Club's operations application to an on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Sufficient funds into their club account before accessing ASU and funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve the Lettuce Club's on-campus application in the amount of $2,840.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application?
Yeah, and for the second application, everything looked good, so I move to approve the Lettuce Club's on-campus application.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set.
Cool. Thank you.
We'll now move into UNR American Medical Women's Association. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Hello, I'm Kaylin Glennis, treasurer, past member, secretary.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're hosting a bake sale to raise money for the Kitchen Coalition. We just need some ingredients.
Okay, great. And then who reviewed this request?
American Medical Women's Association.
Oh, that's me. Sorry.
Commissioner Patel?
Sorry, let me get to it. I have so many tabs open. Okay, so everything looked good on your guys' application, so... first thing is that I noticed that your event date already passed. The event date was on the 6th. So did you guys move the event date?
I think they went through with it, and they just bought everything on their own card.
Okay, we don't do reimbursements. If you guys wanted to, do it another day, then we'd be able to fund it again. But, yeah, we don't do reimbursements, unfortunately.
Okay. So did you guys want the funding for, a future bake sale, or would you...
Yeah, I believe we're
going
to host another one.
Okay, perfect.
You're right. Okay, perfect. So then other than that, everything looked good.
So I move to approve Medical Women's Association's community service application in the amount of $42.80.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. We'll now move into Nevada men's soccer. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your names and positions for the record.
Hi, I'm Ian Fellows. I'm the club president.
I'm Taylor Zarsky, I'm the vice president.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
And then tell us about your request today.
We're looking to buy balls for practices and games.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
Okay.
Commissioner Coleman?
Everything looks good. So I moved to add a stipulation that the Nevada men's soccer deposits $10 into their club account before accessing ASU and funds may get used, etc.
I'm sorry, you said we don't have funds?
Yeah, you need to have like a certain amount of funds in your club account before requesting.
You have $0.
No, we have $3.7K, and I have the most up-to-date PDF of it. It was sent to me yesterday.
Did you guys just recently deposit funds into your club account?
No, this was all done in September.
Okay, well, what I got from the accounting office was $0, so you can check with the accounting office, but you can go through with that.
Okay, so I have to have a stipulation that the Nevada men's soccer deposits $10 into the club account before accessing ASU funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Nevada men's soccer's operations application in the amount of $277.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fonis. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. So if you do have that $3.7K in your club account, then you won't need to deposit the $10. But if your club account balance is zero, as per the accounting office, you will need to deposit those funds before accessing.
It's not zero. There's an error. I'll bring it up to FRS.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you. We'll now move into Nu Alpha Kappa. Are you guys here?
Yeah, we're here. And I have a proxy on the phone.
Awesome. And then just state your names and positions for the record when you're ready.
I'm Manuel. I'm the president of Nu Alpha Kappa Fraternity. Ricardo, are you able to speak?
Yes,
okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we're purchasing ingredients and supplies to help Sotaka's fundraiser.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa?
Okay, so there were just some of the items on your supporting documents were the sale price, and we have to fund the regular price in case the sales fluctuate. So I moved to change food line item 2 to a unit price of $1.56 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to change food line item 4 to a unit price of $1.09.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, and then everything looks good after that, so I move to approve Nu Kappa Alpha Fraternity Incorporated's on-campus application in the amount of $203.99.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time?
Wait,
we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries.
Can you say the price again?
$203.99.
Did you guys have two applications?
Yeah, we have one for the operations team for 1,000.
Okay.
One for on campus.
Okay, did you want to go with the operations one as well?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll now move into the operations one, and then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa.
Okay, and then everything looked good on that one, so I moved to approve Nu Kappa Alpha Fraternity Incorporated's operations application in the amount of $1,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on both of those.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll now move into Wolfpack Veterans. Are you guys here? Okay, we'll now move into Phi Alpha Delta Law Fraternity. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then please state your names and positions for the record.
Annalise Kirkham, just a club member.
We do need two people present.
And then proxy for leave.
We do need two people present at the funding hearing, though, so two of your club members would need to be present in order for you to receive funding.
Okay.
We can come back to you if you want to see if you can get another. Okay. We'll now move into the UNR Audio Engineering Club. Are you guys here?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, perfect. And then state your names and positions for the record.
Rob, the president. MRE, vice president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we have two requests. One was for rolling car for operations to move stuff around.
review these requests?
Aye.
Commissioner Pelletti?
So I'm going to start with the cart application. Everything on there looks good, so I'm going to approve you and our audio engineering club operations application in the amount of $178.95.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application.
Perfect. And then this one, I'm just going to get all those changes that you made to the Excel sheet on the record. So I move to relegate you and our audio engineering club's operations application to on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change food line item 1 to a unit price of $6.99 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change food line item 2 to a unit price of $6.99 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change food line item 5 to a unit price of $6.39 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to add a stipulation that you and our audio engineering club add sufficient funds to their program before accessing A student funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, and then I move to approve you and our audio engineering club's on-campus application in the amount of $142.98.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on both of those.
Thank you.
Of course.
Was it $142.98?
You guys are set.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, thanks.
We'll now move into Nevada Spike Ball. Are you guys here? Perfect. State your names and positions for the record.
My name is Lena Andrews. I'm the treasurer.
Jarvis, I'm a prof.
And then are either of you guys ACUN elected or appointed officials?
Yeah.
And then please tell us about your request today.
So we have two requests today. One was on the operations tier. We are looking to get new nets and balls to fit with current playing pools. And then our second one was going to be purchasing spikes for a
tournament
in UC Irvine on October 7th. November
7th.
Applications.
Yeah, they're both over here. Okay. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Gomez?
So I move to add a stipulation that Nevada Spikeball must deposit efficient funds into their club account before accessing A2N funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Nevada Spikeball's travel application in the amount of $3,976.72.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then we'll move into that operations one.
So again, I move to add a stipulation that Nevada Spikeball must deposit efficient funds into their club account before accessing A2N funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then, sorry. I move to approve Nevada Spikeball's club operations application in the amount of $449.94.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are both set on those ones.
Thank you very much.
We'll now move into Nevada Student Investment Organization. Are you guys here?
Present.
Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Patrick, I'm treasurer. Cajun Moreno, president.
All right, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your quest today.
So every year, participants of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Trade Competition get invited to Chicago for networking, expo, and career event for our members as chasing a career in high-level finance.
Okay, perfect. And you're just requesting funds for that? And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Patel?
Okay, so there's a couple things that we had to change on the application. So the first one is that we don't fund hotels or lodging or anything like that. And we also are tax exempt. So just moving forward, just keep that in mind. And then also on your spreadsheet, you had So I just took out the lodging and hotel off the spreadsheet. For food, we need like specific screenshots of what specifically you want, so I have to take that off. And then the last thing is miscellaneous items. Like I said, we just need specific screenshots and pricing of things, so we can't fund it unless we get those. So I move to strike non-food line item number 2, lodging and hotel, number 5, food, and number 6, miscellaneous items by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then for the pricing for the airline ticket, that also included tax, so I just took that off and then reduced the tax off of that. So for that, for each ticket, it would be $192.44. So I move to change non-food line item number 3 to a unit price of $192.44 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Other than that, everything looked good. And because it is a travel application, we do fund half of it. So I move to approve NSIO's travel application in the amount of $414.88.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fanes. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
How much? Cents? $414.88.
Perfect. And that's just travel. We'll now move into Nevada Circle K. Are you guys here? Please state your names and positions for the record.
My name is Al O'Neill, President. I'm Paris Plasco,
Treasurer. All right, and then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No, we're not.
And then tell us about your request today.
We submitted 2 requests. The first one is registration fees, and the second one is travel requests.
It looks like we're only seeing the travel requests today. Hold on. We're just gonna check something really quick.
Okay.
It looks like on Pack Life you guys only submitted the travel requests, so I don't think that registration request like went through on Pack Life. So if you guys wanna go ahead and resubmit that so we can see you at the next funding hearing and we can fund that as well, is that okay with you guys?
Okay.
And then for that travel request, who reviewed that application?
I did.
Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
So I was looking at your request. I just had to change the unit price. Thank you for emailing me back about that. And then you just would need to add funds to your account. So I'll make those revisions. I need to add a stipulation that Nevada Circle K must deposit sufficient funds into their clerk account before accessing the ACU funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change non-food line item 1 to a unit price of $200 or $225 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve Nevada Circle K International travel application in the amount of $900.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. We'll now move into Alpha Phi Omega. Are you guys here?
Yes.
And then please state your names and positions for the record.
Yeah. Michaela Christensen, President.
Brandon Curry, Treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
Yeah, so we submitted 2 requests. The first is to cover the registration fees for a mandatory national convention. We have to send 2 documents. Second request was airline tickets to get to said national conference.
All right, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did.
Commissioner Napa?
Okay, so for the registration fee one, you have that under an operations application, but we just have to change it to a travel one. So I move to relegate Alpha Phi Omega's operations application to a travel application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
Okay, and then I move to approve Alpha Phi Omega's travel application of $320.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then the second application.
Okay, and then for the plane tickets, from the screenshot it said it was round trip, we get 2 plane items. So since it's just 1 ticket, I'm going to strike the second one. So I move to strike non-food line item 2 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Yes.
For the, I might have misread the policy online. I believe it said that we were supposed to, or one of the examples was for travel specifically, if it was a round trip flight, to do it as 2 separate line items. We're paying for 2 round trip flights, and they were both that listed ticket price.
price did I do it?
They were both at 617.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it just for two tickets? Was it just one ticket on one line and the second ticket on the other line?
I broke it up. It's two round trip tickets, but because I thought we were supposed to break it up into a ticket going there and a ticket going back for the example on the website, I just split the cost in half and then did.
Like the first line was like Reno to wherever they're going, and the second one was wherever they're going back to Reno.
I think that should be okay.
Okay, so keep.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I can follow up with the example I used and where I found it online, and if you need me to, I can reformat it as well.
As long as the price is on there and it's the complete full price that you need, it should be okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Sorry, give me one second to go back.
That's the price of like the one full ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. And then they're getting what, two tickets?
Yeah, so just.
And then travel is 50% funded. So
yeah.
Technically we'd only like cover one ticket.
Right.
So it'd still be the 600.
Sorry.
Yeah. You're good.
Sorry, I don't need to <You're good. laughs> So I moved to approve Apple Fly Omega's travel application in the amount of $617.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on both of those.
Thank you.
Yep.
Wait, this got approved.
Yeah, 617. Travel, because it's 50% funded.
What was this one then?
This is 320.
This was on change to on
campus. It's just travel. It's still travel, because it's still 50% funded. Okay, you good?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll now move into Able Women. Are you guys here?
Here.
All right, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Vice President Sarah Jackson.
Okay, perfect.
And, can you state your name and position?
Hi, I'm Aubrey and I'm the President.
All right, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So our first request is for $29.91. That's for our Ghost of Graham. We're putting together candy grams for fundraising. And our second request is for our popcorn and pumpkins event. We're going to be carving pumpkins and providing popcorn for the vendors.
Nice. And then who reviewed these requests? Commissioner Faunus.
Okay, so for the candy gram bags, just one of the prices was off on the spreadsheet. So I moved to change non-food item 1 to unit price of 79 cents by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to approve Able Women's on-campus application in the amount of $15.06.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that second application?
Okay, and then for the pumpkin event, there were just a few like little mistakes with the prices, but I went ahead and changed them on the spreadsheet as well. So I'm going to change food line item 3 to unit price of $9.98 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change food line item 3 to a quantity of 2 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to change food line item 5 to unit price of $4.50 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion?
Okay.
Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve the Able Women's on-campus application.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on both of those.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. We'll now move into Nevada Women's Ultimate Frisbee. Are you guys here?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Emily Zedek, Treasurer.
Ellie Smith, President.
Cameron Reynolds, Shadowing Treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
Nope.
And then tell us about your request today.
Are you talking about the Chico one or Davis one first?
You can...
Either one first.
It was like either one first.
Okay, so it is just to do our team registration bid fee for the tournament happening next weekend.
Right, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests?
I did. I'll start with the Chico one. So I moved to add a stipulation that Nevada Women's Ultimate Frisbee adds $1 to their club account before accessing ASUN funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to approve Nevada Women's Ultimate Frisbee travel
there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fanes. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries.
I do have a question.
Yes.
This is coming out of the travel tier. Why do we need to have $10 in our account? We do in order to have this be 100% funded.
It's just a rule by the accounting office. So if you're accessing any funds from the accounting office, you do need a club account balance of at least $10.
Okay.
It's just, yeah.
No worries. That's fine.
And then we'll move into that second application. Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Nevada Women's Ultimate Frisbee Travel application.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on both of those.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll now move into the Honors Student Council. Are you guys here?
Yes. So my name is Katoya Rasmussen. I'm treasurer, and then I have a proxy.
Okay.
Austin, if you'll just like state your name and position for the record.
Yeah, I'm Austin Shield. I'm the president of HCSC.
Okay, and then are there of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then please tell us about your request today.
Okay, so our request, we're requesting $258.97. We're doing an event at Honors College for students, so it's to cover food for that.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Fanes?
Okay, so I just had to change a few things. One of them was that we're tax exempt, so I just took the tax out of like the supporting document, and then it was listed as an operations, but I just changed it to on campus as it's like an event. So I moved to relegate Honors College Student Council's operations application to an on campus application by using this consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to approve Honors College Student Council's on campus application in the amount of $119.60.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right. You guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Yep. We'll now move into Delta Gamma. Are you guys here?
Yes.
And then please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Lauren Millett. I'm the president.
Eva Beaupre, vice president of communications.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASU elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're participating in the homecoming parade, and funds will be going to helping.
Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Nepa?
Okay, so everything is good. So I move to approve Delta Gamma's on-campus application in the amount of $126.74.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Are you guys all set on that one?
Thank you.
We'll now move into Management and HR Association. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Perfect. And then please state your names and positions for the record. And you do need another member present.
Abigail Treasurer.
Okay, perfect. And then are either you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
Request for $91 to fund food for our next meeting.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Gomez?
Okay, so I move to relegate Management and Human Resources Association operations application to an on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion?
And then I move to approve.
Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve Management and Human Resources Association's on-campus application in the amount of $95.50.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Hofer Phillips. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one. Yes. Because it's an on-campus like club event, we can't fund food for that. Operations is something that can be used over and over, like club merch, tabling supplies, things like that. So that's strictly items that can be used more than once in the operations tier. On-campus is more like an on-campus event that you're using perishable goods for. Mm-hmm. We'll now move into UNR Wrestling Club. Are you guys here? Perfect. And then please state your names and positions for the record.
I am Aslam, president.
And then are either of you guys ASU unelected or appointed officials?
No.
And then please tell us about your request today.
We requested for funds just for registration fees.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request? Commissioner Hofer Phillips.
Thank you for giving it back to me. I just have to change the price on the spreadsheet you sent me. So I'm going to change non-food buying item 1 to unit price of $1,000.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I'm going to approve you and our wrestling club operations application at $1,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Paletti. Are there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
That was 1,000.
Yep. We'll now move into UNR Math Club. Are you guys here?
Yes.
Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Apollo, I'm the treasurer.
And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today. Perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Is it? Oh, Commissioner Gomez.
So your application looked good, so I move to approve UNR Mathematics Club on-campus application in the amount of $33.77. $31.77.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Napa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Are you guys all set on that one? We'll now move into Tri-Delta. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
Right, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Addie Hunter, the president.
I'm Gisa Barani, vice president of operations.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we requested 500 to put on our annual philanthropy event, Delta House Pancakes.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Napa?
Sorry, let me just double check the email real quick, because I have 480, but I think on the spreadsheet it was 480. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure we don't get
yeah, I'm sorry.
It's all good, no worries. Okay, it's going to be 490 since it's on campus and it's half funded. So I move to approve Delta Delta Delta's on campus application in the amount of $490.
Is there a second? Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you.
Of course.
Hope to see you there.
We'll now move into the Undergraduate Student Social Work Association. Are you guys here?
We are.
All right. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Vice President Sarah.
Greg Hillman, I'm the treasurer.
Perfect. And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we're going to be doing so last year the club did a pumpkin carving project with Boys and Girls Club, and so we're hoping to repeat that and continue that relationship with Boys and Girls Club. Basically, it's a community outreach program to be with youth out of the social work community here at UNR, and it's a way to involve social workers in social work-esque work out in the community.
Nice. And then who reviewed that request today?
I did.
Commissioner Gomez?
So I emailed Greg, and I just told him that, like, I moved to add a stipulation that Undergraduate Student Social Work Association provides supporting documents showing the prices of their items before accessing ASUN funds by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I move to approve Undergraduate Student Social Work Association's community service application in the amount of $315.85.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you very much.
Of course. We'll now move into the Minority Association of Pre-Medical Students. Are you guys here? Okay, you and our Gray for glioblastoma. Are you guys here? Perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
Jana, Brian.
And then are either of you guys ASUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
We're planning to collaborate with for $380 to fundraise Hilliard Plaza next week.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Hilliard Phillips?
I thought on the spreadsheet is the 270 for my correct. So that was worked on the 87.
Is that 27?
Yeah, I got an email from someone that is working on it. It was 270. I just want to make sure so that, like, you get the right funding.
Okay,
Yeah, I have it right here. It's 270, but maybe it's because someone else is not paying. That's where you're going to get a discount.
What?
Yeah,
I'll
give you like a discount.
Right, I uploaded it in the discussion.
In the discussion.
Yeah.
Great.
Then, yeah, I guess we'll do
it.
Or could we do the 380 just in case we don't get the discount?
So on your supporting document, it says 270.
Oh, okay.
Is that with the discount?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you can't. Don't fund the disc. Remember, we fund full price.
Oh.
So it's okay.
Yeah, so the full price is okay. And then if you don't spend it, then it'll just be in your club accounts. Okay.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just fund the...
380.
Yeah. It's actually...
I was just making sure.
Is there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to relegate Menard grade for glaucoma operations application to an on-campus application by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissent to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
I move to approve Menard grade for glaucoma on-campus application in an amount of $192.50.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nepa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are all set on that one.
Thank you so much.
Of course. We'll now move back into Phi Alpha Delta. Are you guys here?
All right. So my name is Annalise Kirkham, and I am a club member. Go ahead and state your name and position.
Okay, perfect. And then are either of you guys ACUN elected or appointed officials?
We are not.
And then tell us about your request today.
So we are requesting funding for the grad packs that includes the stole, cord, and tassel for our graduating seniors.
All right, perfect. And then who reviewed this request?
I did.
Commissioner Gomez?
So I move to approve Phi Alpha Delta's Law Fraternities Operations application in the amount of $350.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Patel. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Are you guys all set on that one?
Thank you so much.
We'll now move into UNR Spanish Club. Are you guys here?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Please state your names and positions for the record.
I'm Jocelyn.
And then are either of you guys ACUN elected or appointed officials? And then tell us about your request today.
So we're just requesting funding for an event that we want to hold on November 3rd. We need to change the event. It was supposed to be October 13th, but we've updated the reasons.
Perfect. And then who reviewed this request? Commissioner Coleman.
Yes, so everything looked good. So I move to approve UNR Spanish Club's on-campus application in the amount of $39.51.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Napa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. Are you guys all good on that one?
I have a question. I think we requested
So on-campus applications are 50% funded,
okay.
So you're just going to get half of that money that you requested.
Okay.
And then we'll move into Sigma Omega Nu. Are you guys here?
Yeah, I'm President of Sigma Omega Nu. I have Treasurer
Leo. Okay, perfect. Can they just state their name and position? Perfect. And then are either of you guys ACUN elected or appointed officials?
No.
And then tell us about your request today.
So our first funding request is for fundraising. It's a donuts and chocolate fundraiser. Our second request is a travel request. And that's a mandatory of Empire Nationals for advice.
Okay, perfect. And then who reviewed these requests? Commissioner Coleman.
So I'll start with the fundraiser. Everything looked good. I just had to change a couple of the prices because we don't fund sale prices. So I moved to change food line item 2 to a unit price of $1.86 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then I moved to change food line item 6 to a unit price of $2.22 by unanimous consent.
Are there any dissents to this motion? Seeing none, motion carries.
And then
there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Nutpa. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. And then that travel application?
Yeah, and the travel application looked good, so I move to approve Sigma Omega Nu's travel application in the amount of $154.36.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Fonis. Is there any further discussion at this time? Seeing none, we'll now proceed to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Seeing none, motion carries. All right, you guys are set on both of those.
Thank you so much.
Of course. Is anyone else here?
Period.
All right. We will now move into agenda item 5, report of the director. I don't really have a report this week, but I did bring you guys donuts, so we can go eat them after we're done with this long funding hearing, but that's all I have. Good job at ILEAD. Appreciate it. All right, we'll now move into agenda item 6, report of the assistant directors. Nola, do you have a report? Cora, do you have a report? Perfect. We'll now move into agenda item 7, report of the commissioners. Does any of you guys have a report? Marcus?
I do. I'm on the Silver Paw Committee, so if you guys have anyone that you'd like to nominate, or if you think any of your club leaders would like to nominate anyone, they'd be able to get a board and kind of just be recognized for like the good things that they do around.
Alright, perfect. Any other reports? Alright, we'll now move into agenda item 8, approval of minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from line item 8A to 8F by unanimous consent.
So moved.
So moved by Commissioner Nutpa. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Gomez. Is there any? Okay, minutes are approved. Okay, we'll now move into agenda item 9, remarks. Are there any remarks at this time? Perfect. Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 10, public comment. So any public comment at this time? For the able
for a higher price.
Yes.
Some of them, like when they listed them on the spreadsheet, they were listed the sales price score, they like mixed up the quantity and like how much it was, so I just had to fix that and then sent all the updated spreadsheet.
Yeah, Natalia, don't worry about all these motions. They'll be, you'll see the updated spreadsheets when they get sent to the accounting office.
Okay, yeah.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, we'll now move into agenda item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 10:56
a.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.